So I do hair in a city, and a lot of my clients think it's really fun and cute that we kind of have like a little bit of a homesteady life, and we have chickens. And I have a lot of my clients that talk about chickens and how they want some too, and they have no idea how to take care of them. And I just want to say, if you can't handle the passing of a dog or a cat, if you are empathetic towards animals, you're gonna have a hard time owning chickens. I think it's much easier when you have such a large flock of girls when one passes, because you have so many more to take care of, and there's just always chickens coming in and out. But if you've known people who have owned chickens for a long time, like, sometimes they pass really traumatically. Sometimes owning them is traumatic. I've only ever in my life dealt with an egg-bound hen now twice. I am living in hell currently. I think I caught it early enough. I don't know. I am at a complete loss. I am so frustrated with all of this. A few days ago, I let my chickens out to free roam, and they're all doing their thing. Everything's fine. I then, after about an hour or so, put them away, and I have to go to the store and do a couple things. So I leave for about 2 hours and come back. And I usually always say hi to the girls right away, and I'm looking, I'm like, where's Nuggie? I don't see her. So I'm calling for her. She doesn't come, and she always comes. So I'm like, that's concerning to me. I see that she's in the coop and she's on like her perch or whatever, and she is panting. So she's stressed. I feel like you have to be so diligent with chickens because it is that fast. They can go from like totally normal to like some weird symptom out of nowhere. So I take her, I start feeling around because I'm like, what's going on? I'm feeling her crop. Is that okay? Yep, that feels fine. I'm feeling around. I think we are egg bound. I'm positive I feel something in there. So I'm thinking and hoping, okay, I feel like we caught this early enough. You're still walking around. You're still wanting to do things. So let's give you an Epsom salt soak for 20 minutes with warm water. Let's get you some. I gave her some Tums like with water because that's extra calcium support too. It's just extremely frustrating because I measure their food out all the time. So I measure the amount of food and treats that they intake. I measure their access to grit. They have access to oyster shell. They have access to eggshells. Like, they have access to all this stuff. Like, why is this happening? And I fully understand it happens to old chickens sometimes. It's just a thing. I am frustrated that I am dealing with this so many years later after having dealt with this once before. I have probably done about 10, 15 Epsom salt soaks at this point because this was about 2 days ago. And I made sure to isolate her. I made sure to keep her calm. I have been massaging the vent area. I have tried to feel for the egg. It's too far down. I cannot assist in taking it out. I have done so much massaging. I have tried to be so gentle because my last girl that was egg bound, she went haywire and she tried to get into the coop and she broke her egg and shortly after passed. I'm trying to avoid that at all costs because the first time that happened, it was traumatic. Owning chickens has been the best experience ever. I absolutely love them. My husband and I decided when we had our chickens, because they were so well bonded, that we would not add new chickens into our group until our ladies had passed. Backyard chickens can live up to, it's like 3 to 5 years or 3 to 7 years. And then like a perfect environment, they can live up to being 10 years old, but like we're in Wisconsin, the winters are brutal. So like, and our girls are at that age and I just never thought that they would come. And I also was hoping they would just go to bed and not wake up one day all at the same time. I also do not deal with death well at all. So that's a part of my problem is I have no business owning so many animals because once they do reach that age, I have a hard time with it. I don't know. We have so many great memories with our girls and I don't ever want to see that day come. It's hard when you don't have an aviation vet by you. It's hard when you don't have access to that stuff. You do what you can. I refuse to give up on her. We are still going to be doing all of the things to keep her as comfortable as possible and to get this fucking egg out. So I guess keep your fingers crossed. I've done everything you could possibly do to help a chicken with a stuck egg. So she has to try to do part of the work too. And we are going to be hopeful that this evening we'll see an egg.